is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China is hitting out against Western arms sales to Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles Sater Ledesma with details.
Saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, according to two people familiar with the matter. That was learned as he huddled with allies at the Group of Seven summit on how to bolster support for Kyiv against Russia's invasion. There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran. We get more from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is VOA News. Debt limit talks on Capitol Hill have come to an abrupt standstill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains why.
Past 2 days, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was upbeat about reaching a deal.
I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path.
But on day three of his top negotiators meeting with President Biden's emissaries, McCarthy says it's time for a pause.
We've got to get movement by the White House, and we don't have any movement.
Both sides had hoped for a deal this weekend to enable House votes next week, but a White House official says there are real differences on budget issues and further talks will be difficult. It's unclear when they'll even resume. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is hinting about a pause in interest rate hikes. APZ Donahue.
Fed started raising interest rates 14 months ago to try to hold off inflation. Speaking at a Fed conference in Washington, Powell says interest rates are high enough to restrain borrowing, spending, and economic growth in an attempt to cool inflation.
The risks of doing too much versus doing too little are becoming more balanced, and our policy has adjusted to reflect that fact.
Several Fed officials signaled support for suspending the rate increases, at least at next month's meeting. Powell also noted the collapse of three large banks, which could cause banks to reduce the pace of lending, which could weaken the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Myanmar says the death toll from a powerful cyclone this week has hit at least 145, including 117 Muslim Rohingya. And the slow accounting of casualties since the storm struck Sunday has led to uncertainty about the actual extent of casualties and destruction. Cyclone Mocha made landfall near Sitwe Township in Rakhine State with winds of up to 130 miles per hour. The Rohingya caught in the storm, mostly in crowded displacement camps where they were moved after losing their homes in a brutal 2017 counterinsurgency campaign led by Myanmar security forces. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake caused small tsunami to wash ashore on the South Pacific Islands Friday. No damage was reported and a threat passed in a few hours. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said waves 2 feet above tide level were measured in one area. Smaller waves were measured by coastal or deep ocean gauges elsewhere and off to different places, including New Zealand. Waves 8 inches above tides were measured at North Cape, New Zealand. The quake's epicenter was near the Loyalty Islands. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.